about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, so did any of you guys get tickets on this Titanic cruise? Did you guys hear about this Titanic cruise? All right, there's a cruise that I believe is going to be happening in April at the 100th anniversary mark of the Titanic, which will go the same route as the Titanic. Now, what they're saying is all tickets were, like, sold out about a year ago. And there was 1,309, I guess, tickets available. And they're going to be going the same route, I believe, from Southampton all the way then to stop at Halifax and then New York. Of course, you know, I mean, they're going farther than the original Titanic went. But it's going to be April. They're actually starting a couple days earlier because this new ship that they're using is a lot slower than the original ship, the Titanic, was. That's crazy. This is a 20-knot, 617-foot Balmoral, if I'm pronouncing that right, is slower than the 23-knot, 882-foot Titanic. Wow, so they are going to try to recreate, with the exception of the sinking. They say it deviates from the original route to New York by stopping at Halifax on the Canadian East Coast, from where many of the rescue attempts were launched. Passengers will take part in a memorial service at the site and on the day of the sinking, and will also eat the same 11-course meal served to the Titanic's first-class diners, including oysters, roast pigeon, and sautéed chicken lyonnaise. Never had it. All right. Miles Morgan of the Titanic Memorial Cruises denies suggestions of disaster voyeurism. Oh, of course. And points out that the passenger list includes relatives of victims and survivors. You know, I guess that's cool. A little creepy, but cool. I wonder if they're going to play the Celine Dion song. I mean, I like cruises. You know, the Dr. Dahlia cruise is coming up, but, you know, we're just going to Alaska. Nothing, you know, nothing as exciting as the Titanic. 100-year anniversary. Would you do it? I wouldn't. I don't think I could do it. I think I would be freaked out. You know, and something always kooky happens. No, wouldn't do it. Sorry. But it'll be interesting to cover. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I hope you all had a great Christmas. We're coming up on New Year's. 2012 can't come quick enough. Oh, my gosh, we've been waiting for this. Thank heavens. I guess the Iowa caucuses are next Tuesday. I get to fill in for the Alan Stock Show, so I'll get to help cover the Iowa caucuses, right? I love saying caucus, right? Like, the caucus is a very easy word to say. Caca, you know, it's very easy. You know, when kids, as they develop, they, you know, say certain sounds, certain letters first, and caca comes first. In fact, my kids used to call my mother, instead of grandma, caca. One of them said caca. My mom was like, he's telling me that. How dare you let your, And I go, he's a baby. He's calling you caca. It's okay, mom. All right? Listen, I'm going to be called worse when he's a teenager. A lot of stuff to talk about. All right? We're going to talk about this Mexico rehab clinic where five people died from eating sausage and they think there was poisoning. All right? So we're also going to talk about this ulcer bacteria, H. pylori. We talk about H. pylori all the time about how bad it is. Well, they think it's going to protect against diarrhea. So some of you with H. pylori may be in pretty good shape. All right. Still, more medical centers are complaining that the seriously ill get too much care. We're going to talk about that. I have a problem with that. Remember there was the U of A student who was on the brink of having his life support shut off and his organs donated. Now he's walking, talking. Right? Don't be pulling the plug too soon. Don't be pulling the plug too soon. And we're going to talk about spiders. I love talking about spiders. I'm scared of them. But, you know, spiders are so spooky. But it's kind of fun to talk about. Apparently, there's sexual cannibalism. You know how when they mate, a lot of times the wife eats them? Well, not the wife. They are married. But the mom eats them. And they and that actually is a enhancement to the reproductiveness. There's actually a positive, natural, selective effect of daddy getting eaten by mommy. So we're going to talk about that. Pretty cool. And if we have time, middle child syndrome. All right. Are middle children better equipped for the world than being the younger child or the older child? I'm a middle child. Yeah, I had to fight for attention. I had to fight for the toilet. And I think I did pretty damn good. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your comments at drdahlia.com. I think I'm completely caught up with all emails. I think I am, so keep more coming. Sorry if I was slow. You know, it was the holidays, even though I didn't leave town or I worked. I was sick. You can see I'm still kind of fighting my cold. But I got to tell you, Levaquin and Tussinex, right? Dinner or breakfast of champions. Also, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Oh, speaking of Twitter, somebody gets fired, takes his 17,000 Twitter followers with him, and now gets sued. I didn't realize Twitter followers were assets. I mean, yeah, it's an asset to have a Twitter follower, but really? Now you could get sued for taking Twitter followers? I can't even say that. Twitter. What a tweet. Twit. All right. So, a lot to talk about. But please follow me on Twitter. Dr. Dahlia. Nobody's going to sue me for him, right? Because what do you do with your Twitter followers? Really? Just have them follow. I guess it's hard to get Twitter followers. We'll talk about that. I'm tired of saying it. I'm gonna spit all over the microphone. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. In the news today, this just in. Doctors diagnosed the Argentinian president with thyroid cancer. President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner has papillary carcinoma of the thyroid. She's about to have surgery. She's telling everybody not to cry for her. Come on. Don't cry for me, Argentina. All right. I know that was off key. Come on. That's funny. Okay. All right. Thyroid cancer. Very serious. Very serious. She says it has not spread to the lymph nodes or grown beyond the thyroid gland. 58 years old, was sworn in for her second four-year term earlier this month. Won re-election with more than 54% of the vote. She's a very beautiful woman. Looks like it's thyroid cancer. She's going to have surgery. We've talked about thyroid cancer. Sneaks up on you, though. All right, guys, when we come back, I'm going to go work on my Don't Cry For Me Argentina song. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of the common emails I get is, Dr. Dahlia, when are we supposed to start taking baby aspirin? Who takes a baby aspirin? Am I supposed to be doing it? Is my husband supposed to be doing it? Well, really quickly, I want to tell you about a news event that just happened, and well, not that just happened, and we're going to tie it into baby aspirin now. Y'all heard about the rapper Heavy D? Okay, there was a rapper, Heavy D, he died last month. Well, the coroner today said he had actually died from blood clot, right? He had a blood clot in his leg, right? It moved up to his lung, caused a pulmonary embolism, and this happened because he was on a long flight home from London. Now, apparently he had performed a tribute to Michael Jackson, was on this long flight. They thought maybe it was his heavy weight or pneumonia. I apologize. I'm not into rap, so I don't know much about him per se. Okay, I think the last rap song I listened to was Funky Cole Medina. That was about the last rap song I ever sang to. So unfortunately, I don't know much about his work, but we do know that he did die. Was of heavy weight, and they thought it was either his weight or pneumonia, but they're saying it was deep leg thrombosis, a pulmonary embolism, and again blamed on the flight. And people are always asking me, well, Dahlia, I don't understand this, right? How do you not get a blood clot when you sleep? If you go to sleep for 9 to 10 hours, you don't get a blood clot, but when you're on a flight, You do. Why? Well, technically, you could be getting blood clots in your sleep as well. If you are prone to getting blood clots, you're going to make the blood clot. Remember, a person who dies of a blood clot could have formed the blood clot days before. I mean, you could be walking around with a blood clot for weeks. So, yes, there is the theory that you can possibly be forming blood clots in your sleep. Now, a lot of us, we move in our sleep. We have maybe restless leg syndrome. We toss and turn. We get up to pee. I have never slept 9 hours straight because I get up a couple times to pee. So if you really think about it, many of us are getting up, all right? Now, the other thing, too, is maybe there is something protective that they haven't figured out that could happen in our sleep. Maybe there's something traumatic to the body that happens when you're up flying at 30,000 feet. Right? Maybe there's some sort of an insult to the body, some sort of a stress, and that causes you to clot more. But keep in mind, the potential to get a blood clot can still happen. It's not just flights. They also say some of us may want to rethink taking a sleeping pill on a flight and not sleeping because they want you getting up every couple hours to walk around. Now, you all know I have a hell of a time with the flight attendants. Every time I want to get up, you know, the fasten seatbelt sign is illuminated. Illuminate this, you know. I mean, you know, and I love walking and pacing. I think pacing is some of the best exercise. And I don't pace because I'm nervous. I just want to walk around. Unfortunately, the aisle is so small. There's always the cocktail cart or the peanut cart in the aisle. People are always looking at you. They don't want you to walk by them because the people in the aisle are already falling into the aisle because there's no room. So it's not really a conducive place for me to walk and do my exercise. I mean, I could very easily walk back and forth for 30 minutes. It's a great exercise. Keeps your legs moving, but you can't do it. You get yelled at. People give you dirty looks. And again, the fasten seatbelt sign is illuminated. So my recommendation then is get up. Okay, even if you don't walk around, you know, just tell everybody around you, look, you know, I don't want to get a blood clot. If you think the flight attendant's going to give you crap, then bring a note from your doctor. Why not? Have a note from your doctor. Say, look, you know, my doctor wants me to move around every couple hours because they don't want me to get a blood clot. Again, I don't want you guys panicked about this. You know, you all don't have to run out and get support hose, but it is a concern. We were talking about how do I know if I'm at risk for a blood clot? Well, if you've ever had cancer, if you're pregnant, if you're extremely obese, if you've ever had a blood clot before, you know, we were talking about this hypercoagulability panel. You could actually run to see if you are hypercoagulable, if you can thicken and possibly clot. And some people that do have a deficiency in their clotting cascade, that could be detected by a blood test. That may not be a bad idea. But one of the easiest things to do is baby aspirin. Right? Baby aspirin. Same old baby aspirin. Now, many doctors recommend men should start taking baby aspirin at age 45, all right, to prevent heart attacks. It's not so much for blood clots, but we're tying it into heavy D. Right, because I don't have any musical clips on Heavy D. I'm sure he's a good rapper. Just I don't, you know. Here's my problem with rap music. I like to sing, even though I can't, and I like to dance. And sometimes it's very difficult because there's not, you know, you have to say the words. It's just not, you know, something you could kind of, you know, get jiggy to. Okay, men should start taking daily aspirin at age 45. Women, they say start at 55, mainly protect against stroke. I'm going to tell you guys, if any of you smoke, I'd start sooner. Honestly, if you're smokers. By the way, smokers put you at risk for blood clot, too. Okay? And another risk for blood clot, too, if any of you have ever had, if you recently had surgery and you were immobilized or you were in an accident and you were immobilized. But another thing people forget is trauma. I can't tell you how many people, they get a blood clot and all they did was fall and bruise their leg. But trauma could cause a cascade of events to give you a blood clot. So if you had any of those, smoking, trauma, family history, obesity, any of the other things I mentioned, pregnancy, history of cancer, you are more prone to being clot forming, and I would consider probably starting the baby aspirin sooner and talk to your doctor. All right, they say for both sexes, a baby aspirin, it's like 81 milligrams a day. All right. I'm getting this. ABC came up with a real nice article a couple years back. Baby aspirin is the 81 milligrams. Some of you may need to take the 325. Your heart doctor will tell you if you need to take the 325. Those of you that have actually had coronary artery disease, et cetera, you're going to be on a stronger aspirin a lot of times. But for the rest of us, for preventative, the 81 milligrams should be fine. There are some enteric coated that help protect the stomach. But let your doctor know if you're taking it, okay? Because if some of you have a bleeding disorder or you have ulcers, we may not want you on it. Now, according to this article from ABC, they say both sexes should stop by age 80 unless their doctors say otherwise. They say as you get older, there's a greater risk of bleeding in the brain, digestive system, etc. So talk to your doctor. But remember, we're living longer, you know, to our 80s now. Some of us may do really well with that baby aspirin. So, all right, that's it with baby aspirin. I think it could lower your risk like 20%. You know, it is crucial, and it is so simple. It's small. It's, you know, there was even a study saying it helped prevent against colon cancer. Now, still, you know, get your colonoscopies, don't take an aspirin. I remember my father saying, I don't have to get scope because I take aspirin and eat tomatoes, you know, and I, you know, still, he died of a heart attack, but we think he had already started having colon cancer before then. So, again, it's an adjunct, but it's not a cure. All right, that is the whole aspirin story. Now, while we're still on the subject of tummies, they say ulcer bacteria may protect against diarrhea. Fox News reports, we've been talking about H. pylori a lot on the show. H. pylori has a role in ulcers. It has a role in even gastric cancers. So many of you that have reflux, you're being told to take this H. pylori test. Now, we used to test you in the blood to see if you had antibodies for this. And H. pylori is a bacteria. This bacteria we had found to cause issues with ulcers and cancer, etc. So we used to do a test in the blood. The problem is this: once you're positive, you're always positive. If you've been exposed to H. pylori, your blood test is positive. So then they said, well, maybe let's do the antigen test where we check your stool. But a lot of people don't like doing poopa tests. So then they came out with a test where they could do it through the breath. But you have to drink a drink, and I think there's a radioactive isotope, so some people don't like that. So what most doctors are doing is when they scope you, they take a biopsy. The GI doctor will take a biopsy and see if you have it. Well, now they're saying that some of this bacteria may actually protect you against diarrhea diseases. All right, and you know, in the developing world, diarrhea can kill. Cholera, cholera, you know, getting something like that, the watery diarrhea can dehydrate and kill. So there is an argument that maybe the reason why so many of us have H. pylori is it's our body trying to protect us. Right? I really had a problem with being told anytime you see H. pylori in a person, give them the antibiotic pack, like the Prev pack. It has two antibiotics plus the antacid or the proton pump inhibitor. And I'm like, really? What if the H. pylori is supposed to be there? We're giving everybody antibiotics. Why? Maybe the gut needs it. Well, they did a study with about 600 male Israeli soldiers. All right. Close to one-third of them had visited a base clinic for diarrhea during the training. All of the soldiers had the blood taken before the start of training, and they found out 36% of soldiers who had diarrhea due to different types of bacteria from H. pylori had been infected with H. pylori before training, but 56 that had the H. pylori had no diarrhea. So these people, where most of them should have all gotten diarrhea, less got diarrhea because they had more H. pylori. Got it? More, less, more. All right? Tough out. So H. pylori possibly prevented these Israeli soldiers from getting Shigella, E. coli, Salmonella. I mean, there's a variety of different things that could cause deadly diarrhea. So maybe we don't need to freak out about the H. pylori. I don't know. All right, but again, you hear H. pylori linked to gastric cancer, you freak out. We all freak out. So let's just, like I said, we don't have to treat everything. All right, guys, I'm going to be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away. More Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Just starting to kick this cold that has absolutely kicked my butt. I can't tell you how many people have come in saying they're just, you know, coughing and green stuff and sneezing and ear pain and head pain, and it's just everybody is so miserable. I'm miserable. The staff is miserable. Everyone's calling in sick. I don't blame them, right? We're working double time because we're sick. Ah, so I'm getting my voice back. I know you all missed my voice voice back. Prince Philip is better. He's back home. Remember, Prince Philip was in the hospital having chest pains. He had to have a stent put into one of his coronary arteries, from what I understand. He's doing well. He's back at home. I guess I heard his home's like a palace. That's funny. All right, so Prince Philip back home, doing well. I know with the NHS system, you know, you're like, wow, he got help fast. Interesting. NHS, right, in England? Again, moving a little bit more towards our U.S. system, I guess what they're doing is they're going to allow hospitals to increase the amount of private patients they can have. There's a recent revision in the ongoing health bill to allow foundation hospitals to raise 49% of their funds through non-NHS work if the bill gets to Parliament. Right now, most foundation trusts are only limited to private income of about 2%. So you see, they're having money problems, they're having issues keeping their A&Es open, their accident emergency rooms open, right, having problems with staffing, and now they're looking to maybe increase private patients to increase private dollars. I tell you, I mean, here we are, you know, trying to go the way of, you know, England, and here's England trying to go more towards the America way. So, you know, I hope we are clueless up there in Washington. I got to tell you, man, I cannot wait for 2012 to come. I'm getting sick of this. We need to know what's going on. All right, let's look at south of the border here in Mexico. 5 patients at a drug rehab clinic in Mexico have died after eating a contaminated sausage dish served as a Christmas meal. This is reported by the Red Cross, and another 37 residents of the clinic in the central city of Guadalajara were taken to the hospital. They say many are in serious condition. They don't know if the food was deliberately poisoned. They say this isn't anything new. Mexican drug gangs have targeted rehab centers several times in recent years. The affected patients, they say, were all admitted to the hospital, suffering from dizziness and vomiting after eating a dish made with soy sausage. They think it might have been contaminated with cyanide poisoning. Remember, I think it's tasteless. They say Mexico's rival drug cartels are embroiled in a vicious turf war. They said over domestic drug markets, highly lucrative smuggling routes. I'm just reading this off of BBC. Dozens of people, they say, have been killed at these rehab clinics in the past years. But, oh, my gosh, really poisoning the sausage? Oh, Dios mío. All right? Oh, my gosh. So that's what's going on there. We'll find out more. I'm wondering if it's just 5. I wouldn't be surprised if more. That is absolutely, that's absolutely frightening. Okay. So, you know, we were talking about vaccines in the previous hour, and the HPV vaccine has been found not to cause girls to be promiscuous, right? Like once postulated. Really, you don't give somebody a vaccine and they get all slutty. That doesn't happen. HPV vaccine is given to protect girls. It's not going to make them slutty. Yet they're finding that still most kids are not getting vaccinated by the regular vaccine schedule, and a lot of parents aren't on board. So now a large group of doctors, and we're talking with pertussis vaccine or any other vaccine, are now suggesting maybe what we need to do is vaccinate the parents. Do something called cocooning, where you can maybe block diseases, let's say pertussis with an infant or whatever. If the infant is too young to get the pertussis vaccine, let's vaccinate the parents. Because if we vaccinate the parents and the people around the infant, maybe they won't get pertussis. Now, I don't know how that would work because, honestly, I think they said you have to probably vaccinate millions of people that kid could become in contact with. You know, just vaccinating the parents. Although, honestly, people, you know, make sure you get your Tdap up to date, your diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus vaccine. Make sure you get that up to date. All of us should be getting our tetanus every 10 years. I guess pertussis, many of us are getting boosters because we're older than what the school-age children are getting now, where they're getting a booster in high school. But I don't know. I mean, this is going to be going on and on where doctors and medical groups are having trouble getting parents to vaccinate. And I think we're kind of in an uphill battle because there's so many vaccines. I mean, I'm for vaccination, and I always will be. I think we have made amazing strides in childhood health and childhood diseases with vaccines. I mean, looks like they've finally come up with a malaria vaccine that'll work. So, I mean, we're going to globally be able to prevent millions of deaths. However, I understand as a parent how frightening and overwhelming it is. You know, I mean, you know, lately in the last couple of years, we're throwing this HPV vaccine for human papillomavirus in the mix. That's another 3 vaccines. You know, and a lot of times insurance doesn't cover vaccines, so these parents have to come out of pocket. I mean, the Gardasil vaccine for HPV is, I think, $180 a pop. I remember the drug rep came to our office and says, Dahlia, will you stock them? And I go, but insurance doesn't reimburse us. She's like, well, but, you know, insurance doesn't reimburse you. You can bill the patient. I go, patients don't pay their bills. I'm like, well, you know, can I buy maybe one and see how it goes? Because, you know, when you give the HPV vaccine, you give it, you know, at day one, then you do the second one a month later, and then the third one at 6 months later. So I figured I would have 30 days to see if the insurance paid. And I'm like, I could come up with $180, you know, and buy one shot. I was like, no, you need to buy a batch of, you know, 100 or what. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't buy a batch. Okay, I don't have that kind of money. I could maybe buy one shot and see what happens. So you also have a lot of doctors not carrying these vaccines. Now, we had one cleaning lady, she doesn't work for us anymore, at our medical clinic, unplug the refrigerator to plug in the vacuum. And the refrigerator had all our vaccines. We lost $1,000 of vaccines. Now, Merck had told me, well, you know, reimburse you or we will restock you if that happens. But I'm like, who has the money up front to buy all the Gardasil vaccines up front? You know, a lot of us family doctor's offices, we don't have that kind of money. Not to mention people steal. Can't tell you how many times our flu shots have been stolen out of our office. So, you know, you have a lot of issues. This whole vaccination issue is a lot more involved and delicate than we think. I mean, you know, it's one thing to tell everybody go vaccinate, but it's another thing to make sure the doctors are getting reimbursed, make sure doctors are stocking the vaccine, make sure parents are bringing their children in at the right time. You can bring your child in for a vaccine, but many of these vaccines, you have to give them at the 2 month, 4 month, 6 month, etc. So many things have to go correctly. It has to be like a well-oiled machine, and it doesn't. And so, yeah, a lot of it is half-assed. I think we're really vaccinating a lot of our kids half-assed. So now they're saying, well, maybe we should vaccinate the parents to help shield the kids from certain vaccines until they're old enough to get the vaccine. You know, I mean, you do the best you can. But I think the big issue that's freaking a lot of people out is there's so many. You know, now you have some of these vaccines, we have them all in one shot. You know, so you're giving a kid one shot, but it still, you know, scares parents. Really? They're getting the hepatitis and they're getting the Prevnar, they get the MMR only one shot, you know, makes them nervous, but, or one of these combo shots. But, you know, if you can vaccinate, please. All right. And, hopefully things will be easier in the future, but I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'll take a vaccine for my kid. Absolutely. I mean, one of the reasons why I've been starting to get the flu vaccine, I never got the flu shot because I wasn't getting the flu. For some reason, I have great immunity. You build it up as a doctor, but then one of my kids got pneumonia. And I was like, you know, I may not get sick, but what if I carry it and give it to my kid or give it to my patients? So I now get the vaccine so I don't expose you all to it. I mean, not that I'm exposing you through the radio, of course, but, you know, my patients as well as my kids. So, you know, because you could contract it but not come down with symptoms and you could be shedding it and giving it off. Just because I don't get sick doesn't mean I really am not walking around carrying the flu. Of course, most of the time you do carry it. You know, you do show symptoms. But I wasn't. And so I'm like, you know what, just to be on the safe side, I'm going to get the shot. So yeah, a lot of us take one for the team. Why not? You should. Okay, we're coming up a break. When we come back, talking about middle children and how they may triumph over others. I want to talk to you about some natural things you can do to control your high blood pressure. And we're going to talk about spider sex. Spidey Spooky Sex, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, DALI. Of course, you can email me at drdahlia.com. I'm completely up to date with all my emails. I think I've gotten back in touch with every one of you, and I'm so proud of myself. I'm so diligent on the holidays. I didn't take too much time off, so I'm pretty happy. I'm still energetic, getting over this cold, but I had plenty of time to catch up. Of course, follow me on Twitter at drdahlia, and don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia cruise that is coming. Oh, I want to talk to you guys about the Twitter story. Damn. There was somebody, I guess, who worked for Phone Dog, right? Left his job, took his 17,000 Twitter followers with him, and now the company wants to sue him for the Twitter followers. I think it wants to sue him for about like $340,000. I don't have the story in front of me, but I guess Twitter followers are an asset. So congratulations if you have that many Twitter followers. I'm not there yet. I started with Twitter late, much late. But, you know, keep in mind, you may need to, if you have any sort of agreement when you leave your job, have some sort of protection, because I guess they could go after you for your Twitter followers. But I can understand that, too. You know, if you're in a marketing job, right, and you need your Twitter followers and you take them with you and they were clients of the original company, that's probably where they get that argument. Interesting stuff. Okay, cat people, right? You don't have to be a cat lover to hear this story. It looks like it depends on when you get your first cat. Will depend on when you become allergic. They say if you have a kitty cat as a kid, it's going to probably protect you against future allergies. But if you get your first cat as an adult, it nearly doubles the chances of you getting an immune reaction to it. Right? Wheezing, sneezing, itchy eyes. So if your parents had a little kitty cat in the house, you're probably a heck of a lot more protected than if you're a grown-up and, you know, your wife's like, I want a cat, brings a cat, and then you get ill. Right? The studies, researchers surveyed more than 6,000 adult Europeans twice over 9 years and took blood samples. None of the participants had antibodies against cat in their blood to begin with, but they did after they were, all right, I'm looking at this. Okay. All right. Well, basically, I don't want to tell you all the research details, but basically, those people that didn't have a cat until they were adult showed more sensitivity to the allergens than those who didn't. That's what I just said. That's what I said before we started. So, kitty cats. I guess somebody could argue if you never had a kitty cat, maybe avoid them as an adult. It's hard to do. I got dogs and cats, and my dogs. You know, we took everybody camping over the weekend. Dogs were just stupid. They were peeing in the snow, then they were stepping in their own pee, and then they went right up to the fire. Somebody in the campsite next to us was cooking their Christmas turkey on, you know, at the campsite, and the dog goes right into the fire, right? And, you know, luckily they pushed him out of the way. My dogs are stupid dogs. They're stupid dogs. My kitty cats are smarter cats. I'm not saying I love the cats more than the dogs. It just they're not stupid. Luckily, I'm not allergic to them because I've always had cats. All right, let's talk about middle children. Some of you are the eldest, some of you are the youngest, some of you are the middle. I think one day we did a segment on the show saying who gets what ailments. You know, do certain children, depending on where they fall in the family rank, have more of a disadvantage or an advantage? It was an interesting segment. So now they're saying people that are middle children are more likely to grow up successful and well-adjusted, all right, as opposed to middle children being overshadowed, overlooked, being apathetic, withdrawn. Now they're saying these kids actually may have more communicative skills. They actually may be more prone to taking a job in business, politics, and science. Okay, that makes sense. You know, I own a business. I'm a middle child. I love talking about politics. And I love science. I'm a doctor. So it's very, very interesting. Middle children, they have to fight more, of course, for this isn't anything new to us, right? Firstborn usually goes through, you know, all the kind of the hard knocks, you know, the parents being all worried and obsessive compulsive. The middle child, even though they seem to get overlooked, they have to kind of learn how to navigate, you know, because they don't want to get in trouble like older siblings did. I got to tell you, my second child is much more wily than my first. Okay, my second child observes and learns. You know, when older boy gets, you know, chewed out, second one does the exact opposite. So I gotta admit, sometimes the second child, they really, really know what to do. However, older child gets to drive first. So that's where they get to have the advantage. Because I got to tell you, my older boy, he is so ticked off at the younger boy. He says he can't stand it. You know, why doesn't he get to be the younger one? I go, you don't want to, trust me, you don't want to be the younger one. You don't want to have an older sibling. Right? And you have all the power. When he wants a ride and you're driving, you just say no. Okay. Oh, does that mean you're going to buy me a car, Mom? No, I'm not going to buy you a car. My parents are going to buy me a car. You're going to get your own car. Go buy him a car. That's ridiculous. All right. Let's talk about spiders, all right, and what they do to make mom more healthy. This is so selfless. What a sacrifice these male spiders do. This is Dr. Dahlia. Thank you for tuning in. All right. There is something called sexual cannibalism. Okay? No, it doesn't sound that exciting. Nothing people should do. But basically, the female spider eats the male spider after sex. We see this in the Black Widow. And we see this in many other spider species. But what they found is many times the eating is occurring while sex is taking place. And the reason why that does that is they think if the female is being fed while they're having sex, it prolongs the sexual act, allows more copulation to occur, longer mating, increases the chance of reproduction. And they say at least a third of male spiders will survive the first mating. They'll go back to the female, go in for a second mate, right? Die, of course, because finally gets eaten. But it increases the female chance of reproduction, one, by the length of time of copulating, because she gets to eat and dine, right? I don't know how many courses. And then also, female spiders now have a nutritional advantage. They're fed. They aren't starving spiders. And they say that these male spiders are happy with it. Now, I don't know how they could tell that the male spider is okay with this and cool with it, but it looks like it's, I mean, for the male spider to go back to the female and get re-eaten, I guess, maybe that's just the way nature's made. Maybe he doesn't feel it. Maybe he likes it. I don't know. I don't know that. But it's interesting how this is planned. We all thought the Black Widow spider, and I'm scared of Black Widows, right? I grew up in Phoenix in the desert. A lot of Black Widows, scared to death of Black Widows. They hide under the toilet seat. I would always lift the seat. It's funny. I always lifted the seat before I peed, even though I put it back down. And my mom saw this. She's like, oh, my gosh. You lift the seat when you pee? You weren't supposed to stand when you pee. I go, Mom, I don't stand. I check the toilet for spiders. Then I put the seat back down to pee. I mean, that's how paranoid you would be, because you always heard about people getting bit by Black Widows on their butt. And so we always thought, well, Black Widows are spooky. And if they're spooky, you know, they just eat their husbands. They're mean. Well, it looks like there's some sort of a design or a master plan in nature for this to occur. So, all right, there's some, water cooler trivia for you guys. All right, one of my emails was this weekend was, Dr. Dahlia, you talk about high blood pressure and how a lot of times it's genetic. When is it genetic and when do you have control? Well, Mayo Clinic came out with a real, real nice list of 10 things you could do to try to control your blood pressure. This is what I say, all right? If you have done everything you could to try to control your blood pressure and it still is high, it still spikes, you have a family history, there's no rhyme or reason to when you spike, then I think there's a genetic component. But that doesn't mean you can't control genetics environmentally. So Mayo Clinic said the same 10 things I've always said. Lose weight. Watch your waistline. Men, waist measurement should be less than 40 inches. Women, less than 35. Asian men and women, they say even less than that. Asian men, 36. Asian women, 32 inches. Get that waist measurement down. They say exercise regularly, at least an hour a day, most days of the week. Eat a healthy diet. We all know this, all right? Cutting your salt. Have to reduce your salt. No more than 2,300 milligrams a day. If you're even in the 1,500 range, even better. They say be smart with your shopping. Potassium. That was something new this year. The more potassium in your food, the better. Of course, limit amount of alcohol, limit tobacco, cut back on caffeine, cut back on stress. Watch your blood pressure at home. Make sure your family is supportive, because if spouse is drinking, then you're going to drink. But most important, you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay? Nothing will go wrong. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, guys, great show. I'm still on for another hour. If you all can stay on board, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. If not, please tune in tomorrow and call in with your questions, even if I'm off air, at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We'll play them the next day. You all be healthy. God bless.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.